This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at cincinnatiopen.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ban on private vehicles travelling on sections of the North and South Quays in Dublin city centre came into effect yesterday. Today, though, as being a weekday, is the first real test of the new scheme. Jean McCabe, Chief Executive of Retail Excellence, joins us. Jean, are you anticipating problems today?
Good morning, Shane. It's difficult to predict what this morning will be like, but I think once the full return to school and everyone gets back to work and back to normality, then we'll see how the traffic plan is working out.
Okay, but you have concerns?
Of course, yeah, we always had concerns since our kind of action back in May. You know, we were really concerned about the car user and how they travel into the city. Anything that diverts them elsewhere could have a negative effect in retail. And when you consider how important the car user is to retailers, they represent a huge part of the spend. They spend over 60% more than other transport users. And they represent, in some cases, some retailers report up to 40% of their sales are traveling, or 40% of their sales would come from customers traveling in by car. So
yeah, Dublin City Council would say, I imagine, would say two things in response to that. They would say these measures are not aimed at people driving into the city centre. They're aimed at people driving through the city centre. I think it's something like 60% of traffic goes straight through the city centre. And they'd also say in the city development plan put forward by democratically elected councillors, there was a requirement to reduce traffic into the city by 40%, encouraging public transport, walking and cycling. This is democracy in action.
Is it democracy in action, though, when you consider retailers were not part of the conversation and the development of
this plan? Vote in the local elections?
The retailers were not consulted on the part of this plan, which has been the concern from the very beginning.
Yeah, but we had an election, councils were elected, and this is the plan that they've come up with. Like, with all due respect, car parks shouldn't set government policy or shouldn't set policy for cities.
I'm not representing car parks. I'm actually representing what keeps the city alive, which is the retail sector. And I don't know if you've walked down Grafton Street lately, but there's nearly 19 empty units on it currently. And the sector, as we've argued from the very beginning, is too fragile right now for a trial and error approach. We want to be part of the conversation about this plan with DCC from the very beginning. But unfortunately, that was not the case. And that's been the issue all along.
You know, made changes. They did make changes to the scheme. So it wasn't like they didn't listen to people. I mean, it's a much more diluted scheme than was initially proposed. And again, to come back to the point that they're making, they're saying it's not aimed at people coming into the city centre. It's aimed at people driving through the city centre.
Anything that puts a barrier up in front of a customer, and we all know this, anything that diverts somebody elsewhere, if it becomes a challenge getting anywhere, they will go elsewhere. We're already seeing in the city with a drop in footfall and an increase in footfall in suburban areas.
That predated this measure. I mean, so that's not because of driving into the city centre.
It's consumer behaviour, actually, Shane. If you want to know about consumer behaviour, the best person to ask is a retailer, because we know it inside out. Any barrier for any customer going in the door of any retailer becomes a challenge.
But on that basis, you wouldn't pedestrianise Grafton Street then. I mean, we should all be able to park outside the shop.
We won't even get... Look, Shane, I think what's important to note is, look, we all share the same vision. Retailers do. We all want to see a thriving and vibrant Dublin city, and we all acknowledge that Dublin needs some positive change. And that's definitely, I think we can agree there on that. But there's significant challenges facing the city, especially around antisocial behaviour and retail crime. And we believe, you know what, the focus should have been on creating a safe, welcoming environment first, delivering the experience expected of a capital city. And then when you have a good foundation, consider major changes like traffic and accessibility, because the city is too fragile for a trial and error approach. And if you look across Europe and cities that this has been done in, Oslo,
pretty much every city in Europe this has been done in.
Well, actually, it has been done, but they've had to change it because they got it wrong in the first iteration. And when you consider this plan is starting off at a point where retailers weren't even involved and there was little to no consultation with them, it's not a good place to start to ensure you get it right first time round. So our argument has always been measure twice, cut once. Unfortunately, we're not there.
Jean McCabe, Chief Executive of Retail Excellence, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know, obviously not while driving, but do let us know what it's like out there this morning, if it's affected your commute, your journey in 087 1400 106.
Next.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.